Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
This month marks the celebration of Cuban independence, won by patriots who wished for individual freedom and the right of self-determination. Sadly, both have been tragically snuffed out by a tired communist regime, said President Donald Trump. Cuba remains under the repressive thumb of the Communist Party, even as a new president was recently instated, Miguel Díaz-Canel. According to the latest State Department Human Rights Report, Cuban government officials, at the direction of their superiors, commit most of the human rights abuses, and impunity for the perpetrators remains widespread. Regardless, said President Trump, the brave people of Cuba continue to work under continued oppression and extraordinarily difficult circumstances to provide for their families and to restore human and civil rights. The names of great Cuban leaders who fought for independence, such as José Martí and Antonio Maceo, echo through history alongside names like Washington and Jefferson, said President Trump. The legacy of these leaders continues to inspire and encourage all peoples to remain committed to fight for democracy and the restoration of political, economic, and religious freedoms. The resilience of the Cuban people and the contributions of the Cuban-American community demand our respect, the president noted. The United States recognizes the many contributions of literature, the arts, music, cuisine, and entrepreneurship that these communities have given to the world. President Trump extended his warmest wishes to the people of Cuba who yearn for true freedom and to the Cuban-Americans who reside in the United States. He said, "We remember the Cuban patriots who lit a flame of freedom that will never be fully extinguished, as long as men and women can dream of a better tomorrow. Let us recommit ourselves to a better, freer future for the Cuban people."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.